Peter Welch, in our last conversation, you told me you thought that Bernie Sanders could win the election, the nomination. Is it possible that he can win in South Carolina and down there in those southern states?
Well, we're talking about a Democratic primary, and in South Carolina, it's very, very tough, I think. The Clintons have very solid and longstanding connections. I mean, if you go by the polls, that's where Secretary Clinton really has a commanding lead. And that's one of the big challenges, I think, in the Sanders campaign. Can you broaden, would he be able to broaden the base to be competitive with the African-American voters and with Hispanic voters? So that's a big challenge that awaits the outcome. But that's the challenge for the Sanders campaign.
Well, there's been some chatter about gun control and that Vermont is a state where people take their guns seriously, and that some people have criticized Bernie for not being further out front. Is that an unfair accusation?
Well, I think it's a fair debate. I mean, you know, that's a serious issue nationally, and Secretary Clinton and Bernie Sanders both have records on that, and Secretary Clinton is really going after Bernie on that. But that's an issue, so I think it's a fair and square debate between the two of them. And, you know, again, times at the federal level, these mass shootings have really affected everybody's orientation on this. It's just astonishing and really heartbreaking and really horrible how many mass shootings we have. As you know, the FBI says a mass shooting is when four or more people die. And I may get these numbers wrong, but like in 331 days, there was 342 mass shootings, so more than one a day. So the gun issue is a very big issue.
Are you finding the sense of guns in Vermont is changing because of this? In other words,
it is changing. You know, we've got two things in Vermont. Okay, number one, we have a longtime tradition, really, of respect for the Second Amendment, and we've been very fortunate, by and large, to have not had the kind of a mass shooting and an enormous abuse of guns that you've seen in other parts of the country. And that's without any gun control laws. And it really reflects, I think, a family tradition here of enormous respect for the responsibility that goes with having a firearm. And, you know, families here teach their sons and daughters not just about the safe use of firearms, but they're out in the woods and they're learning about nature. They get together as families. You know, a lot of the sports men's events that I've been to, it's families who are there. And it's really inspiring to see, like, these young teenagers who've been out and about with their fathers, out sometimes with their grandfathers, sometimes with their mothers. And when you talk to them about guns, they oftentimes associate it with the times they were at deer camp with their dad and family events. So people in Vermont, I think, are rightly proud of how responsible they are and just these memories they have of very good times, family times. And they get nervous about whether government's going to go too far as they see it. But I think everybody's being affected by, you know, these just horrendous things that are happening, like San Bernardino, like what happened in Charlotte in these mass shootings that just make everybody heartsick. And by the way, the responsible gun owners are certainly as appalled, if not more so, than anyone.
So let me go back to the electoral campaign. If Bernie wins the nomination, and people are betting he won't, but assuming he keeps on doing as well and confounding the so-called experts and wins the nomination, can he win the general election?
The polls say that he can. I mean, there have been a lot of polls now coming out where they do matchups between Clinton and the various Republican candidates and Sanders and the various Republican candidates. And in some cases, Sanders actually does better. So in those head-to-head matchups, the polls right now are indicating that the Democrat, whether it's Hillary or Sanders, could win. And you're going to see that, you know, there's a spirited debate now. We're just a few weeks away from Iowa and New Hampshire. And those are obviously going to be critical to the fortunes of both Sanders and Clinton. But what I've seen very clearly on the Democratic side is that all of us are going to be all in for the nominee. I mean, there's such a dramatic difference between what Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are talking about, the future of the country, the role of America, the role of government. versus what Trump and Cruz, Rubio and company are talking about.
Talk to me about Trump for a minute. He goes up to Vermont. What are they thinking about him up there?
Well, he had a raucous Trump turnout, and it was kind of wild. You know, Trump is speaking to some disgust that people have for government, their sense that the economy is not working for them, the sense the system is rigged, and there's a lot of truth in the challenges that everyday Americans are facing economically. Even though we've cut unemployment in half, even though we've had 70 straight months of job creation, really the longest since 98 and 99, even though the debt is the percentage of the gross domestic product has shrunk, the fact is that wages have been stagnant, and things like copays and deductibles are going up. The cost of college is wicked for people. So there's a lot of economic anxiety, even though there is a significant improvement over where we were when Barack Obama went into office. And Trump is really blaming it on immigrants. He's acting as though ISIS is at our door, and he's speaking to folks who are pretty nervous, and understandably so. His prescriptions, I think, are a dead end. Everything he's proposing to do would make things worse. But he's got skills as a showman. He speaks direct and candid language, and he offers simple solutions. So you just can't deny that there's a lot of folks who are responding. My hope is that he certainly has a ceiling on how far he can go.
Vermont has always been a very liberal state in many ways. Now you have Trump introducing this whole xenophobia, because that's what it is in my mind,
right?
And, get rid of all the Muslims and the rest of it. How do Vermonters like that?
They don't like it. Here's the thing. Vermonters, by and large, do not like that. And even our Republican Party, in my view, is a really responsible group of people. And many of the Republicans in Vermont have disassociated themselves from the language and the xenophobic views that have been expressed by Donald Trump. And you don't see that in other parts of the country. Many Republicans who view Trump as a real problem are nervous about stating that explicitly. We had a lot of our Vermont Republicans saying it explicitly. But there's a danger with that xenophobic language, because what happens with a guy like Trump is that he gives permission to people to start thinking, hey, maybe it is the Muslims that are causing the problem, and all we have to do is keep them out. I mean, that's really an astonishing proposal, to basically ban people on the basis of their religion, have it not be related to any kind of security assessment. It's not what America has done. It's not an answer to the challenges we face. But it does have some appeal, and Trump gets that, and he exploits it.
It's always wonderful to have you on, Peter, because the idea that you're up there and you're in a place where Americans really do speak their minds, they're educated, they know what they're doing, and it's great to have you explain all of this. And by no means are you, just an apologist for one side. I think that's what's remarkable about you, and I want to compliment you on it. And thank you so much for being with us this time. When we come back,
thank you.
When we come back, let's talk about prescription drugs, okay?
Yes.